Good morning and welcome to the 91st Annual IFCA Annual Convention and our very first virtual convention. I want to open up our time for this week with the going before the Lord and asking His blessing upon our time together. Would you join me in prayer, please? Heavenly Father, we thank You for bringing us here to this place. We know, Lord God, that we would rather be gathered together as a body of Christ, of our IFCA members and churches and organizations, to be in person with one another. But we know, Lord God, that Your plans are greater than ours, and You know what is best. We ask Your blessing upon all of our speakers, our general session speakers, our seminar speakers, the women's conference, all of the meetings that will be happening this week, the business that is ahead. We thank You, Lord God, that You've allowed us to be able to have the technology to still conduct this convention this year. Thank You for the many blessings that You have brought through this time of trial and challenges. And we ask You, Lord God, that You would bless everything that is before us in this week. Thank You, Lord God, for Your goodness to us, for Your grace and Your mercy. Thank You for the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us from all of our sins. We ask You now, Lord God, to take us into this convention and that You would help us as we move forward in accomplishing Your will. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, in our time right now, I just want to kind of introduce you to what's going on during this week of convention. And so I have a few announcements that I want to share with you. First of all, we normally in our in-person convention recognize our first-time convention attendees. And I realize through the registrations that have been coming in that there are some of you that are with us this morning that have never been able to attend a convention. Sometimes it's because of health reasons or travel or expenses. And so this may be your very first annual convention, even if it is online. And so I want to show you what you're going to be using at different times through this virtual convention. And I want us to take advantage of it right now, all of us. And so on your screen, in the upper right-hand corner, my left, but your right, you'll see a menu. It'll say chat, Q&A, polls, and handouts. And so what I want you to do, if you're a first-time attendee, is to click on that chat if it's not highlighted already. You'll also notice that there's two choices, public and private. Make sure it's set to public. If it's not, click on public. And then what I want you to do is if you're a first-time attendee, only first-time attendees, write your name. And what you're going to do is right down at the bottom of where it says chat, you'll see a little open window where you can start typing. Make sure your mouse clicks on that if it's not there already, and type in your name to let us know that you are here with us right now in the virtual convention. We want to welcome you and let you know that we're glad that you're here with us. Some of you are here, and you're not an IFCA member, but maybe your church or your pastor is, and you're watching us from your church or maybe from your living room. Maybe you registered yourself. Go ahead and put your name down there. We want to welcome you. We want to thank you for joining us in this special week. If you've done that, you probably are starting to see the side fill up with names of people that are first-time attendees, and we want to welcome you. We also recognize that IFCA is international. We're not just here in the United States. And so we might have some of our attendees here this morning that are international attendees. So we want you to do something similar. It doesn't matter if this is your first time or you've been before. We want you also to put your name and where you are at. So put your name and then put the country that you're in and the city, if that's possible. So go ahead and do that. You're an international attendee. We'd love to recognize you and welcome you to the convention this morning. It's so wonderful to have you. Now, if you are here watching with us and you're neither a first-time attendee nor are you an international attendee, we want you to know that anytime you'd like from this point on in the seminars, in the general sessions, even in the business meetings, if you would like to interact with the whole group, that chat option is there. It's open for you in every one of the seminars or webinars for you to go ahead and type in a comment. You can do that to the public. If you click on the button that says private, you can choose to speak privately, just between the two of you, through that chat feature to somebody else that is registered for the convention. Now, of course, you have to know that they're registered. You have to know that they're actually on the computer at the time. And so make sure that you take advantage of that. That's one way we can interact with one another. And so you can test it out if you'd like. You'll also notice that there's a raised hand feature, which will be important for business later on. But you can raise your hand, you can put emojis and all kinds of other fun stuff in there. So have a good time. Test it out and see if you like it. You'll also notice I pointed out the handouts, and that's going to be important for seminars. We'll come back to that later. One other announcement that I wanted to give to you is I want to encourage you men to review your convention books. Inside of that convention book, this is for all of the attendees, but specifically for our members and our delegates, you will find in there the schedule. The schedule will tell you everything that is happening through the whole week, Monday through Thursday, and the times that they're happening at. There's also all of the seminars for you to choose. So if you'd like to know what we're offering and a description of what that seminar will be, it will be there in that convention book, which of course you received when you registered. It came to you recently, and you can download it and print it if you like, or if you want to just use it digitally, you can just look at it digitally. So you'll see the schedule, the seminar with the descriptions. It'll tell you all of the meetings. So if you're part of a special committee, it will be in there. It'll tell you when it's going to be happening, and it'll show you what you need to do. And then, of course, for our business meeting, it's important that you read the reports. There will be reports for different officers. It will be the executive director's report, the voice editor's report, the women's ministry report. It'll have our financial reports. All of those things are in there. So please make sure you read the reports in preparation for our business meetings on Wednesday. I also want to remind you, as you're looking over that schedule, that the times on the schedule are East Coast and West Coast. You'll notice at the top it'll say Monday, June 29th, that's today, 2020, and then it'll say EST, Eastern Standard Time, and underneath it, it'll have the time. So it'll show you on your schedule for Monday, the first event that was, which happened earlier this morning, was at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, was our prayer meeting. It'll also say next to it the Pacific Standard Time, which was 6 a.m. At 6 a.m. this morning, those great godly people on the West Coast were up at the crack of dawn at 6 a.m. to pray with us. Now, you may not be either the East Coast or the West Coast. You might not even be in the United States. And since we don't know where everybody is going to be at in all the time zones, it would make it a little cumbersome. We want you to know that those are the two time frames, one side of the country, the other side of the country. And you're just going to have to calculate from those two what time your seminars, your general sessions will be presented. You also need to know that if you watch a seminar live and you're in the chat, then that is one special feature. If you don't make it to the live one, you can come back and watch it later, but you won't be able to use all those live features like the chat room. We are going to be having an election for our board officers that will be coming on Wednesday. You need to know that those nominees, I'm going to present some slides, you'll see them here in a second, of those nominees and review those things. First of all, we'll have Gary McCall. He is the pastor of Bible Center Church in Luling, Louisiana. We also have Eric Mock. He is the pastor of River's Edge Bible Church and the VP of Ministry Operations at Slavic Gospel Association. Up for election as well is Rob Provost. He is the executive director of Lincoln Global Group in Cary, North Carolina. And then Ron Smith. Ron is the pastor of Portage Bible Church in Portage, Indiana. Anthony Wood is the pastor of Mission Bible Church in Tustin, California. And then Steve Wong. Steve is the pastor of Fellowship Bible Church in Belmont, California. We want you to make sure that you check and see the nominating committee had sent a report out earlier. You should have received that in your email. Make sure you familiarize yourself with those men so that when the election comes up on Wednesday, you'll be able to choose the men that you want to vote for the board of directors. So what's going to happen after we finish here with this little short welcome session? I'll tell you this. There are going to be breakout sessions that will follow. This first set of breakout seminars, there will be three of them. Gary Gilley will be doing a seminar on the social gospel yesterday and today. Kevin Oberlin will be doing one on the pastor's use of time. And then Cleggert Mitchell will be doing one for Church Planting Advance, the question of corporate spiritual life. Right after we're done here, there's going to be a little bit of time in between when the seminar begins and our finishing of this seminar. You'll have 15 minutes before every single breakout session. That 15 minutes will allow you to go into the room of your choosing of whichever seminar is being offered. You'll have, like I said, for this first one, three options. When you click on the button to go in, there's basically an electronic waiting room. While you're in the waiting room, you will have access to any seminar notes. So you will go into the upper right-hand corner, and where it says handouts, click on that. And if there are handouts available for this speaker, you will be able to download them. You can view them. You can print them to use while you're watching the seminar if you'd like. Or you can just not use them if you prefer. So you have 15 minutes to get there. 15 minutes before the seminar is scheduled. For the first one, it's 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, you don't have to be in the room for 15 minutes. If you'd like to get there a little bit later, you can, and you can enter in at any time. While you're in the seminar, you can chat with other seminar attendees. You can ask questions of each other. If the seminar speaker is in the room with you, you can ask the speaker those rooms. You need to choose one seminar for each time period. Unfortunately, if you're registered to only one person in your household, then you can only go to one seminar. If you and your spouse each registered individually, then you can each choose different seminars to go to. If you miss one, and say there's two that you want to go to during one time period, you can come back during the week after it has played and replay it on demand. You just won't be able to use the chat feature. I want to encourage you to use that live chat feature that we have there. It will make it more than just sitting and watching videos all day. You can talk to each other. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can do that in a non-invasive way so that people can read your comments, or you can privately chat with another attendee and make comments at the same time. But it's a way of interacting, even if we can't be with each other live. We also want to remind you that those slides that are there or the handouts that are there, you can access them. You want to download those while you're there, because even if you don't look at them, after the convention is done, they won't be available immediately afterwards. You'll have to wait until we upload everything at a later date for you to have access to them. And again, if you want to print them, you're very welcome to print them at home, and then you'll have them available to you while you're watching the seminar. Well, that's it for right now. That's all we have in introducing this new thing called a virtual convention. We're glad you've joined us, and we're so thankful for you being here with us. If you have any questions throughout the convention time, we are staffing the home office with people to help you. And so give us a call, send us an email. You can send the emails to office@ifca.org, and we'll answer them as quickly as we can. We'll help you on the phone. Some of them are going to be technological issues that might have to do with your computer or with your internet speed or your connection. And there's not a whole lot we can do about the problems if they're on your end. But we can try to walk you through and help you in any way we can. So we'd love to help you. So reach out to us if you need to during this week, and we'll get you on the road. And hopefully it'll be a great and wonderful experience for all of us. We're looking forward to what the Lord will be doing. Thanks for joining us, and God bless.